Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ralph Moore, Erie County Elections Commissioner, joining us on the WBEN Troquhere College Lifeline. Right now, there's a special election today for NY26, the congressional seat that was vacated by Brian Higgins. This involves parts of Erie and Niagara counties. Ralph, how many voters are in this district, and what's your expectation for turnout?
Almost a 500,000 voters in Erie and Niagara County are in the 26th congressional district. There's 480,000, 100,000 of which are in Niagara County, and 380,000 are in Erie County. It's primarily the western portion of both of the counties. We expect turnout to be somewhat lower than normal elections. However, we have seen some decent turnout throughout the entire district this morning. Almost 1,500 people have already cast ballots in the first hour and a half that the polls have been open. And with the early votes and the absentees, we have about 4% of those that are eligible already casting their ballots.
Wow. So a lot of ballots already cast in the special election. I mean, is that typical for this type of election? Because things can be a bit confusing, right? You have a special election now, a primary for the November election in what, like 5 days? No, it's very close to what is happening right now, just in June. And then, of course, the general election in November. It's a lot of, you know, even with all the publicity it's been getting, a lot of people have to be wondering, all right, when am I voting for this?
Well, this is a special election for the remainder of the term. When Brian Higgins left Congress to go to Shays, it created a vacancy in the 26th district. And, of course, with all the occurrences that are occurring across the world, the Middle East, the close margin in the House of Representatives between Democrats and Republicans, this is very important that the people of Western New York are represented by a congressman. And it has been vacant for a few months now. What we need to do is to make sure that people do cast their ballots, and as the Board of Elections, we will be certifying the results as soon as possible to make sure that that office can be filled immediately.
You know, it is unusual, an April election, and I'm wondering if this has happened. Maybe you saw it during early voting, too. People who show up to vote and find out that they don't live in the district.
Well, in Erie County and Niagara County both, it's a significant portion of the counties, approximately half in each. There is a little confusion that we can see occurring in the town of West Seneca, where only a portion of the town of West Seneca is in the 26th congressional district. But in Erie County, we have the entire towns of Chickawaga, Amherst, Tonawanda, Grand Island, City of Buffalo, and a portion of West Seneca contained. So if you live in that area, there's a good likelihood that you're going to be able to cast your ballot. If there is any questions, we certainly urge individuals to go out to our website or to give us a call at the Board of Elections, and we'll be happy to direct you to a polling place if you're eligible to vote today.
Okay, so all of that happening today. Polls close at 9, and that does it for the special election. I'm wondering, throughout the early voting process, and you have so many different polling places open for that, of course, all the polling places open for the special election today, what sort of drain it is on resources, especially when there's a special election added into your calendar? Is it tough to get things going when you have these things plus, you know, as opposed to 5 or 10 years ago, you have to, for each individual election, do the early voting things too?
Yes, it is very taxing, both on the election inspectors that we have manning the polling booths, plus the employees at the Board of Elections. When you count the village elections that were completed in March and the presidential primary election, which we had beginning of this month, this is really the fourth election that we've had in a little bit more than a month's period of time. So it is very taxing upon the employees at the board. They've really risen up to the occasion, though, both in Niagara County and in Erie County, to put the election on and to make sure that everything runs smoothly. And so far, we've had very few to no problems at all whatsoever in the election. Again, it's very important, I think, for the seat to be filled. We're certainly encouraging everybody to come out to vote. We've had early voting sites open throughout the county, and we've had votes cast. The highest percentage was in the town of Amherst, but we've even had individuals cast ballots outside the district in, like, Wales and Sardinia and faraway places, which you'd think nobody would show up to vote. But you have residents that travel throughout the county. We make it convenient to cast your ballots. And we're very proud of the fact that we have that many locations open and that it is very accessible for individuals to go and cast their ballot who want to vote.
Ralph, what is this special election today and the early voting? What is this costing?
Oh, the costs are pretty static now throughout the various elections. We have 38 polling locations open for early voting for 9 days. We have, in addition to that, the employees that send out the absentee ballots starting 45 days prior to the election. The costs for this election aren't that unusual in that different than what we see in other elections that we conduct. It's our job and our responsibility to put on these elections. We do a lot of the work printing the ballots in-house, which saves taxpayers money. We also consolidate districts where it's possible. And we've reduced the cost significantly from previous years once they started early voting because of the steps that Commissioner Zellner and I have taken to reduce the number of election districts, to consolidate districts, and to utilize other sources of funds rather than just county taxpayer money to go and operate these elections.
I feel previously as though you've said that an election has cost somewhere around $800,000.
That was the approximate cost of the presidential primary election. In that case, the winners were actually predetermined nationally, and the results that New York State was going to put forth in that election really didn't make a difference. And I thought that the legislature should have come into some type of situation where they would be able to go and eliminate or cancel the primary or have some other method by which delegates could be selected. In this case, however, it's very important that the citizens of Western New York select a representative because of all the problems that we have worldwide, the problems that we have within our country, and the very close margin that we do have in the House of Representatives.
Do we know who is going to be on the ballot for the primary in June in this congressional race?
There are no primaries that are going to be occurring in the 26th congressional district for that seat. Both Brian Higgins, or when Brian Higgins resigned, petitions were circulated by the various parties. Tim Kennedy is going to be the Democratic candidate in November without a primary election. And we have a Republican candidate, Tony Marecki, who is going to be a candidate in November as well without a primary in the 26th congressional district.
What about Nate McMurray, who was also circulating petitions?
Nate McMurray had circulated petitions. However, his petitions were not qualified by the State Board of Elections. State Board of Elections determined that he did not have enough valid signatures to qualify for the primary election, so there will be no primary election, to my understanding, in the 26th congressional district in June. It would be this election to fill the remainder of the year, and then the November election for the new term of office.
Okay. Well, hey, Ralph, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Ralph Moore, Republican, Erie County Elections Commissioner.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.